Okay, this is, what's the date anyway? February 4th?
Mm-hmm. You want that baggage coach ahead or not?
Wait a minute, I was just thinking about, where are we anyway? What do you call this place here?
Huh?
What do you call this place, this little community?
This is Ames.
Ames?
Ames Camp.
Ames
Mining. Ames Mining Company Camp, but it's what they call it, Lansing, really. Lansing. That's my address.
Lansing.
But it's a rural route here, you see.
But your mail comes from Lansing?
Yeah, it comes to Lansing.
Uh-huh. And, okay, this is February 4th, 1987, and talking to Holly Hunley.
Yeah.
Holly, why don't you say how old you are on there? What year were you born?
Born 1906, October the 15th.
And where were you born?
Nictus County, Mount Lookout. Mount Lookout.
Mount Lookout.
Nictus.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to ask Holly to play some old-time songs here. And the first one, I'll tell you the one I'd like to hear, is there's a Civil War piece you sang. Is it called Brother Green?
Yeah.
Brother Green, you want to sing that? Tell me anything you know about it, too. If you know anything about the song, where did you learn it?
Only thing I know about it, my daddy sung it to me when I was a boy. Uh-huh. It's a Civil War piece. It's a man from a high. He got killed in action in Tennessee. And this is about his death.
Civil War?
I don't know. Let's see. There's one by, it's kind of a love song, back about that time. That's a Tennessee. Let's see. Let's see if I can sing it. It's a. I think he played it on the organ those days, you know.
Hey, Holly, you sang some couple songs that, about that the murder that took place in Hillsborough, Virginia, on the, at the courthouse. Was it Allen?
Down Hillsville.
Yeah, Hillsville.
Yeah.
Huh?
Down Hillsville. Hillsville, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, that was Floyd Allen was on trial, and there was a bunch of, I think it was bootleggers. I don't know for sure, but. And Floyd, they catched him when he's on trial in Sydney, went in there and shot the courthouse up. He killed the sheriff and all of them. Killed the sheriff and attorney of the state and the judge. and they got him. He got 20 years out of it. But I was two different songs of it. One of them is slow, and the other is kind of like Casey Jones a whole lot, you know.
Why don't you sing
it? Sing.
Pat, where did you learn these songs?
Way out in old Virginia in the year 1912, the famous Allen Kansas we all remember well. Lord Allen was on trial and Sidna too. Judge fell from his chair. The sheriff too was murdered, and attorney of the state. It was laid to Sidna Allen, and no one knows his fate till the jury found him guilty and the clerk his verdict read. The judge that passed his sentence was 20 years, he said. Then 20 years in prison, Sidna's bound to leave his friend and go into a prison alone. But through his good behavior, as you will surely see, the governor signed his pardon and gave him liberty. Okay, second episode. I'm going to go get to our role. Another goes. Anyhow, so he goes ahead and says, he hopped on his pony and the way he did ride, his friends and his nephews were riding by his side. He all shook hands and fell down to prayers. Aye, right. See, he hopped on his pony and the way he did ride, his friends and his nephews were riding by his side. Anyhow, I went to catch poor Sidney on eastbound. Catched him somewhere in the west anyhow, and put him on an eastbound train. He arrived at home about 11:41, and he met his wife and daughter and two little sons. And always shook hands and knelt down to pray and said, "Oh Lord, don't take your papa away and so forth." I don't know really much to it. The time on it was somebody just messed up the other song.
Somebody took the tune to Casey Jones. And you think they
just about it? Yeah, just about the same thing. Do you know Casey Jones?
Oh, just on the fiddle.
Huh?
No, I sang it for me. If you want to sing it, I'd like to hear it.
I learned what I know of it when I was about 5 years old.
Is that right?
That's the last I learned on one of these old cylinder records. I think it was an Edison grandpa. And I hear it once or twice. I seem like I can't get out of D tonight. I'll count my voice somewhere. I don't like Q D either. Come on, you rounders, if you want to hear the story told about it in there. In case you're on the round, you name a 6-8-wheeler you want to know. Red caller called Casey about 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door. He mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand, and he took a feral trip to a promised land. Casey Jones, he took a feral trip. Casey Jones to the promised land. Jones, he took a pearl trip, oh, took a pearl trip to a promised land. Honey in your water, your shovel in your coat, won't you get out and wonder what the rifle's for? I mean to run her till she leaves the rail, but she's 8 hours late by the Western Mail. He looked at his watch, but his watch was slow. He looked at his water, and his water was low. He turned to the farmer, and then he said,
turn to
I dreamed last night that the mines were on fire. The men, how they fed for their lives. There came an excursion to the mouth of the cave. Was covered with sweethearts and wine. This little girl dream, and the story goes on. The story was told with the song that he didn't go to work that day, and the mines blew up and killed, I forget how many men. But I had it on record, but I never did learn it too much. You know, I just them
days. That wasn't one of Henry Reed's, was it? I mean, not Henry Reed, but Alfred Reed.
Yeah, I think he sang.
Blind Alfred Reed.
Now, Holly.
Blind Alfred Reed.
The one I was thinking of, the tune of it went da 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 da.
I don't know it. I know what you're talking about. It's Coal Creek.
Where's Coal Creek?
I don't know. I think it's over Logan County somewhere. Songs from coal mines much. Well, there wasn't many published that I know of. There were a lot of railroad songs, but
if you could think of it, it's one you said your mother sang, and it was about Little Oni, or da 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 da. You promised to meet me.
Yeah.
Can you sing a little of that?
Yeah, I think so. There's two different tunes in there. I think one of them like a second little Oni.
Guitar if you want. I just
like to hear it. You promised to meet me at Adams by Spring and bring me some money. That's too low. Yeah. You promised to meet me at Adams Bright Spring and bring me some money and other nice things. No money, no money, let that be the case. We'll go and get married, we'll be no disgrace. So get on behind me, and away we will ride till we come to the city, and I'll make you my bride. She got on behind him, and away they did ride till they came to the river where the waters flow wide. Little Loney, little Loney, let me tell you my mind. My mind is to drown you and leave you behind. Oh pity, and spare me my life, and let me go begging all the rest of my life. No pity, no pity, no pity have I, for in this deep water your body must lie. He cuffed her and choked her till she hardly could stand, and he threw her in the water just below the mill dam. Little Loney was missing, nowhere could be found. Her friends and relations all gathered around. Up stepped Loney's mother with a few words to say. Jim Lewis has drowned her and now gone away. He's gone down Big Soul, so I understand. They've got him arrested for killing a man. They've got him in prison, bound down to the ground. He's made his confession, he's got it wrote down. Go kill me, go hang me, for I am the man that drowned Little Loney just below the mill dam.
That's a good one.
That's old.
That was your mother's piece?
Huh?
That was your mother's song?
She sang it, yeah. I don't know where she learned that. The murder of that woman murdered Love Henry. You ever hear that in Morgantown? Let's see, maybe I have something to sing. All these songs are so long. I don't know. Is on one rainy evening when Margaret was going to bed, she heard a loud lash of "You go home," which made her heart beat very sad, which made her heart beat very sad. She thought it was her brother John returning from the field, but who was it that Love Henry returning from more hunting, returning from more hunting? Light off, Love Henry, and stay all night with me. the very best of the charcoal shall be prepared for thee, shall be prepared for thee. I can't light up, nor won't light up, nor stay all night with thee, for I have another in yon green land that I love better than thee, that I love better than thee. He stooped o'er his milk-white seat, and kisses gave her three. She held the dagger in her right hand, and pierced his side severe, and pierced his side severe. O live, love Henry, O live, won't you? And all the doctors in Morgantown shall be here at your cure, shall be here at your cure. O live, how can I live when I am wounded so deep? Oh, don't you see my own heart's blood all flowing around my feet? All flowing around my feet. One caught him by his yellow hair, the other one by the feet. They threw him into the riverside, which floats so cold and deep, which floats so cold and deep. That's a murder. That's a murder song told in a story.
Where'd you
just like that, that blue-eyed Ella, you know that, don't you?
Blue-eyed Ella.
It's just another murder song.
Is that another one of your mother's? That young
Henry? That's a sheet song, this one, yeah. Love the hymn's old, really old. Well, that blue-eyed Ella's young too, I guess. Well, I don't know where I learned it. It goes. Where the modest violets grow, there lies my blue-eyed Ella, all moldering in her tomb. She died not broken-hearted, nor by disease she fell, but in a moment parted from the one she loved so well. One night while the moon was shining, the stars were shining too, and up close her lonely cottage, her jealous love. He pledged his fatal night. that Marshall Esten Edward and all the gallows swung for the murder of Blue Eye Ellen laid open in their tomb. Certainly, they just made told a story in songs at that day and time.
How about that old one? Is it called Molly Bomb?
Huh?
Molly Bomb? Is that the name of it?
Molly
Bomb?
Well, I know some of it. I don't know.
The one where the ghost appears?
Oh, Molly, dear Zay, go ask your father if they my own.
Now, that's the Silver Dagger. That's a good one, too.
You ever hear it?
Yeah.
I know part of it, but my mother used to sing. See. Oh, Molly, dear, go ask your father. No, it starts up. Oh, go away from my side window, for I am on my bed at rest. You'd better go and court some other, for I am sad and in distress. Oh, Molly, dear, go ask your father if thee my own can ever be. If he says no, then come and tell me, for it's last time I'll trouble thee. I will not go and ask my father, for he is on his bed at rest, and in his reach there lies a dagger to slay the one that I love best. Oh, Molly, dear, go ask your mother if thee my own can ever be. If she says no, then come and tell me, for it's the last time I'll trouble thee. I will not go and ask my mother, for she is on her bed at rest, and in her reach there lies a letter to give the one that I love best. Oh, go away from my side window, for I am on my bed at rest. You'd better go and court some other, for I am sad and in distress. I don't know. That's an old.
That's an old, old one. Mm-hmm.
Probably, I don't know these. I don't understand. It says that is a far back. It's in a different age. It's something like them songs that is wrote back there. I don't understand them. It's too far back for you to really to understand, you know, the human nature. This girl was, it seems as though she was in love with him, and he was wanting her to marry him. He'd go to the window, you know, people at that day and time, you couldn't, I know that much about it. They had to steal him out, and they wouldn't allow him to court, you know, even. Mm-hmm. And he was going to her window trying to beg her to marry him, you see, and she was afraid of her parents, the way I understand it, and so she was baffling her feelings in order to get rid of him, you see.
Now, I wonder what was in the letter that the mother had.
I don't know.
Now, you know, I've heard that song sung where they do take off together.
Huh?
I've heard that song sung where they take off together.
Yeah. Like
the two of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess
well, it may be. I just hear my mother saying, "I didn't." Probably a lot of it that I never did learn. You see, because I never did take too much interest in it those days. And then she used to sing one, an old Irish piece. Said, "Paddy was an Irish man come across the sea." You ever hear that? As far as he. For dancing and for singing, I think I can please thee. I can dance and sing with any man, I did in days of old. And on St. Patrick's Day, I love to wear the hat my father wore. It's old and it's beautiful, the best you ever seen. Been wore for 90 years or more on that little house of green. My father's great assistant on singing to galore. For the relics of old age, it seems the hat my father wore. Molly's old father came for to know that Molly was in love with a Scotch laddie-o. And the only one enticed her was Irish Molly-o or something. Let's see. I don't know. That's old, all Scotch song, Irish song.
Now, that Molly Bond, that goes, come all you brave heroes that carry a gun. Huh? Come all you brave heroes that carry a gun. Come all you brave heroes that carry a gun. Beware of your shooting after the down sun. I think you sang that to me. Now, I don't know if you sang that exactly that way or not.
I don't know. Let's see.
He shoots the guy. He shoots the woman by mistake.
Oh,
and then at the trial.
Yeah, I know it, but it's a, I think it's a different tune.
Let me flip this over first.